What the heck, and welcome back to Waste of Time, guys. My name is Jordan, I am your host, and on this week's episode, we don't have much planned. Why is that, Jordan? Because guess what? I'm still stuck at home and I can't travel the world, and this podcast is meant to be talking about all of the random human interactions and just wasting your time with things that I am experiencing weekly as I travel the globe, which obviously isn't happening, and I'm having a rant about it right now online to all of your beautiful ears. This week I found out that I probably can't leave Australia for the whole year because they're going to try and lock me in here. So that's fun. I mean, I still love Australia. I can still travel around Australia, so that is a positive. But the thing is, Australia is a very expensive country to visit and travel to, so it's going to take a hit on my financial situation. I just want to go to Indonesia or the Philippines and hang out there and sit on an island and eat cheap fruit. Is that too much to ask, Australia? Can you let a boy leave? Anyway, we're going to keep updated on that. I hope I can find my way out of here, but settling down is not on my to-do list, guys. It's not on my bucket list, and it's something that I have had to sort of come to grasp with over the last few weeks, few months. Oh, how hard is my life? I know. My life is actually ridiculously easy and ridiculously fun. On a positive note, the government, because I actually run a business, like the traveling thing is my business, so my tax agent said I can apply for this government handout of money. Anyway, so now I'm getting like $3,000 a month from the government because my business has been hindered due to the whole corona situation. So now I get free money from the government. So there's a positive. So negative, government won't let me leave Australia. Positive, they're paying me to stay in Australia. Okay, it's not that bad. But to be completely honest, I don't have that much to talk about this week on the podcast. I mean, as soon as I start this microphone, though, I do seem to verbal diarrhea just everything that's in my brain. So if this is your first episode to listen to, I wouldn't listen to this one. I would go back to the start if I was you, and you can catch up on all 16 episodes. It's quick, it's fun, and easy. And for all the rest of the people that are weekly here with me, I thank you so much. There's not too many of you, but the people that do stick around, I really do appreciate. Unfortunately, these episodes of the podcast are going to be quite quick and short until we sort of start doing something with substance in my life. In this next segment called This Week on the Internet, Things That Have Annoyed Jordan, we have a bunch of them, but I want to highlight two. One is, have you guys been getting so many people advertising preset bundles this week? Because, or like the last month really, because basically there have been so many people trying to advertise their presets because all creators and all travel creators especially have no more income from, you know, brand sponsorships or creating content whilst traveling. So there's a lot of sort of uncertainty. So I guess a lot of travel creators have resorted to, let's just smash everyone with as many digital products as we possibly can to take as much money as we can during this pandemic, because it's literally the only way we're going to be making money. So from that side, it does make sense, but holy heck, people have been going wild. There has been this one bundle that has been 70 creators came together to give away all their presets, not give away, pay for all their presets in a big cheap bundle. Basically, they advertise it as $4,500 worth of product for a cheap price of $70. So straight away, you know that the presets obviously aren't worth that much and it's just a bit trash because they're only selling them for $70 when it should be $4,500, which is super crazy. And secondly, they use these mastermind sort of terms to try and get you to buy, like, offer will end soon, only available for today, limited offer, make sure you get it soon, blah, 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 it's not gonna last forever. And everyone buyed up. They bought up a storm. I actually heard reports from the inner circles, guys. I heard reports of people making six figures from these presets, $500,000 to some creators, 200K to some other creators. I don't know. There's just like a lot of USD, a lot of money has been floating around. So congratulations on them for whatever, money, success, whatever. That's cool. Your business is going great. But what's so funny is that they did it, and then 2 weeks later, after they just advertised that they weren't going to do it again, and, you know, they just advertised, like, this is a one-time offer, blah, 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 blah. 2 weeks later, they went in for a second cash grab, and the preset bundle is back, baby. So from my calculations, in 2 weeks, guys, you're going to get another massive preset ebook digital workshop file promotion. So look out for that. But you know what is actually so funny is how crazy, this sort of just dawned on me the other day, and I'm included in this. Marketing is just manipulation. The more you can the more successful your marketing, the more successful your product, because people are buying it. So it's basically like, how can I manipulate these people into buying this product? And this is just the whole world. This is including me when I'm trying to do absolutely anything with any product, you know, like traveling to a different country. Guys, this is the reasons you should come to Italy with Tourism Italy. You know, so I'm trying to show you Italy. I'm trying to, in a sense, manipulate you to coming into Italy. So it's literally everything. But how funny is that? That marketing is just straight up who can manipulate the best. I don't know if that's like an evil way of looking at it or something, but I don't know. That's just how I've been seeing it this week after I've seen too many masterclasses of people saying so many price guarantees, so many different like sort of like, this will change your life and blah, 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 blah. Have you guys been seeing these am I the only one getting marketed these things? I saw another one where it was like, it's like this. It's like they're selling their masterclass on like photography or videography or something. I don't know, how to travel the world, whatever. But it's like this. Hey guys, how beautiful is this area? I really love this. Anyway, my name's Jordan and, oh, did you know that I have a sale that you can buy right now? It's only going to last a limited amount of time. So if you don't get in fast, you're not going to get it. So you may as well check it out. Okay, bye. Whoa, every single time they're like, try and slide these masterclass ads into my life. And they always start so casual, like, hey, what's up? Yeah, how's life going, everyone? Okay, well, goodbye, bye, 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 bye. Oh man, I don't know. Marketing, guys. Manipulation, guys. It's a crazy capitalism, everyone. Capitalism. Okay, now that you're listening to this podcast, probably for the first time, and you're going, who is this guy? And he seems to have lost it in isolation. That's not wrong. I definitely have lost a few of my sanity points, if that's the thing. I can't even speak properly. That's how bad this is right now. All right, the other peeve that I've seen online lately is overly positive people. Guys, overly positive people are really crazy. These people are like, I swear these people are serial killers, but because they try and see positivity in every single part, you know, their content is just like, oh, hey guys, it is raining outside, but that doesn't matter. We love the rain because the rain's good for the earth. And I'm like, okay, you can just say you wish you're at the beach, but you can't go there now. It's okay to be negative. I feel like it's okay to be negative. It's like a normal human thing. Just talk normally. Why do people on Instagram stories not talk like normal humans? I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. Okay, here's an example. Let's say that you've been overseas and you're in Paris and all of your stuff got taken, like laptop, passport, money. You're left with nothing. What do these people do? They're like, oh, well, at least you have your health. Well, at least, you know, at least you're able to travel the world still. Like, that's so nice. Shut up. Shut up to overly positive human. Sometimes you just want to be negative. And I feel like, I don't know, is it just me? I just feel like some people online are like putting on their positivity because they think that's what everyone wants. But some people, we don't want that. We just don't want that. And I genuinely feel like these people that are really positive all the time, they're actually the psycho killers. Like the psychopath, like people that are going to murder you in your sleep. Okay, that's pretty dramatic. But I feel like the ones that are like super positive, like, yes, I love everything. Everything's so great. They're the ones that are like, you wake up one morning and they're on the news because they've just done something super crazy. I don't know. I don't want to get too dark in this podcast, but yeah, that's where my brain is going right now. Also, I'm going to throw the grateful people in there as well. There are some people on Instagram that they just feel like they have to tell everyone how grateful they are all the time. And I mean, I've said this as well, because I am super grateful, especially for the audience like you guys. But you guys are just my friends at this stage, by the way. Like, it's seriously so chill. Anyway, so basically, they're always like, hey guys, oh, I'm so grateful for another morning where I can start the day with yoga. I'm so grateful that I got to drink this glass of water. I'm so grateful for the sunshine. Okay, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I've got the problem because I can't deal with this stuff. I feel like this only happens to me when I overconsume on media, on Instagram, TikTok, or whatever it is. And guess what? The last month, obviously, I've overconsumed. There's literally nothing else to do but sit on the internet. So yeah, it does make sense when you look at it from my perspective. Onwards and upwards with my next topic of conversation, which happens to be, you know, due to isolation, obviously things have been content in the online world has changed. So basically all the content has to be created at home. There's new boundaries around what we can create, you know, and obviously not everyone's super creative, myself included. I'm sitting here doing a podcast. I did start the podcast in January, so I did get in slightly earlier, but I feel like every single human has decided, oh, what can I do? What's content I can create at home? I'll start a podcast. And that includes me. Like, this podcast is super dumb. Like, it's honestly just for my fun and entertainment and for me to document whatever brain thoughts that come into my mind. So I'm just doing it for that. But I have been invited to so many podcasts in the last month. It is insane. One day I did 4 podcast things in a day, in one day. And everyone wants me on because, one, I've managed to be like one of the only people in the travel community that has grown a substantial following on TikTok. So they all want to talk about what's the secret to TikTok and all that sort of stuff, which is great. I'm happy to talk about that. But, you know, after the 5th time, I'm like, dang, this sucks. This must be, I mean, I'm not a celebrity, but this is what celebrities must feel like when they get asked the same freaking basic question over and over and over, and they just got to answer it over and over and over. I honestly feel for these people. I mean, I obviously can't relate. I'm not a celebrity by any means, but you know, it mustn't be the best life being a celebrity. It just mustn't. You just lose so much freedom. Anyway, the other thing is everyone wants me on their podcast because they think that I'm freaking funny or something. They think that I'm going to bring this like new zest to life to their like podcast that's gonna skyrocket into the world. Well, guess what, guys? I'm not actually that funny. It doesn't actually, I don't know. I'm just a dumb human that speaks too much. Anyway, I know there are people that are gonna be listening to this podcast that they're like, oh shoot, I went on his podcast. But guess what? It's probably not about you. Also, I'm actually stoked to do any of these podcasts. It's just me making a dumb little rant. Like I went on this podcast of this 12-year-old kid from Melbourne. His name is 56th Grid on Instagram. Anyway, we had an awesome time. It was the freaking best podcast ever. And he's 12 years old. So there are some awesome podcasts out there, but I feel like everyone is getting to the point where they're not being creative at all. So they're just starting podcasts. I don't know. I'm overconsumed on podcasts, guys. That's what it's come down to. And this whole podcast, this one right here that we're talking about, a waste of time. I'm really wasting your time with basically, you're my therapy for the week. You guys are my therapy for the week because this whole thing has just been rants. So I'm so sorry that this quality of content is definitely not there. But that's what happens when you have nothing to actually talk about. You just start regurgitating whatever's in your brain, and this is what I came up with. We didn't have any new girlfriend applications this week, which is so unfortunate. But what we did have was a listener ask about solo female travel. Now, obviously, I really can't talk about this situation because I ain't a girl. But I wish I could because I still feel like I'm more educated on solo female travel than a lot of people. But I tried to talk about solo female travel before, and I just got roasted for it because like, oh, what do you know? You're not a girl. You don't live in the mind of a girl. And yes, I obviously understand that I do not have the same situation as a girl, and my life's probably a little bit easier when I'm solo traveling because I am a guy. But I was just trying to help. Anyway, so I would love to dive into solo female travel, but I just feel like it's not the best thing to talk about ever from a guy's perspective, especially with the feminism. Feminism is just wild these days. I don't even know what that word means anymore because it used to mean equality for all genders. And now it means whatever it wants to mean because your emotions are valid and that's all that matters. Okay, that's a totally different topic that we don't need to get into right now. But I will talk more about solo female travel in another podcast. I feel like this podcast, I'm not in the right mindset and I haven't prepared enough for that. So I will talk about it in another podcast. But my intuition is saying, Jordan, wrap this podcast up before you say something that's way too controversial and you get yourself into a lot of trouble. So we are going to end this podcast this week. I know this podcast was 15 minutes of me talking about literally nothing, but don't worry. I'm going to make next week's episode way triple down. I'm going to triple down on it and make it triple better, okay? So don't give up on a waste of time just yet, everyone. And as always, let's finish off with a quote that really is just sort of like words on a piece of paper that people think are inspirational, but it's just like, what does that even mean? So this week's quote is, guys, trust the timing of your life. Yes, trust the timing of your life, guys, because, you know, with the universe and timing, everything happens for a reason. That's basically saying the same thing, right? So just trust the timing of your life. Trust that you listen to this podcast at the right time for the right reason. Honestly, I don't even know what that means, but that doesn't matter because it sounds good on paper, everyone, especially if you have a nice little typography font. Anyway, I feel like I have been overly negative on this podcast or really not that uplifting, so I am sorry. I'm trying to find the balance between being a real human and a positive one, but not too positive, because too positive, we know that too positive is psycho killer sort of stuff, so we don't want to be too positive, but we don't want to be too negative, because no one wants to be around people that are negative. So we're going to end the podcast right here, right there, guys. I'll see you guys next week. What the heck? Remember that this podcast is only shared, not that you'd want to share this podcast after this week's episode. Just remember that this podcast is only shared by you. So if you send it to a friend, send it to a friend, send it to a friend, that's how it works. It's just basically like a cheap pyramid scheme, except no one gets any money, except potentially me when I decide to monetize this. So it's basically you're doing a pyramid scheme for free for me. That's what you're doing when you share this podcast. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys all joining my pyramid scheme, which is a waste of time. Okay, my brain is all over the place. I'm going to leave it there because I have wasted more than enough of your time this week if you actually got to the end of this podcast. I will see you in the next one. What the heck? Goodbye.